KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to welcome our guests today. We're here to talk about Fresno State's Community Health Mobile Unit. With me are Professor Kathleen Rendall from the School of Nursing and Andrew Chiavello Youngblood, who is a student here at Fresno State in the Nursing Department and the current president of Fresno State's California Student Nursing Association. Thanks, Kathy and Andy, for being here today.
Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Yes, thank you.
I have a whole bunch of questions about the Community Health Mobile Unit, or the Mobile Unit for short, but I want to start by letting you guys both introduce yourself to the listeners a little bit. Kathy, how about we start with you? Tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, what you do here at Fresno State, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm originally from Los Angeles, and I moved, my husband drug me up to Fresno about 20-some years ago for a job. And I came to Fresno State in 2013 after I finished my doctorate degree, and I started teaching in the School of Nursing here at Fresno State.
And do you have a specialty in that department?
My specialty is community health.
Okay. And am I correct? You are the coordinator for the graduate program, is that right? Or the advisor for the graduate program?
I'm the baccalaureate coordinator for the undergraduate program, and I'm also the advisor for the undergraduate program.
So what does that mean, baccalaureate coordinator for
all the students all the students that are enrolled in the baccalaureate program, I help coordinate and help advise them to get them through the program quickly. And all the faculty that are teaching in the baccalaureate program, I organize the meetings and help get curriculum passed and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And Kathy said earlier she's got her Demi Moore voice because she's just gotten over a little cold herself. You're still active as a nurse yourself. I think you're actively involved in a clinic here.
Yes, I'm actually a nurse practitioner. Okay. So I work in an urgent care clinic here in town.
Great. And Andy, how about you? Help our listeners get to know you a little bit better.
So I graduated at Lemoore High School, 30 minutes south of Fresno. And then I joined the Marines, where I was stationed in Camp Pendleton. That's down in the San Diego area. Yeah. Finished my 5 years there. I was told by a corpsman that nursing would be a good place for me to start working. And so I came back up to the Central Valley to start nursing school.
And you're in your last semester here at Fresno State?
Yes, I am. And I graduate on May.
Yeah, that's great. So, and thank you for your service, obviously, in the Marines. That's greatly appreciated.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so Kathy, let's talk about the mobile unit. And I know the long name, the Community Health Mobile Unit. I think we'll just keep it a mobile unit if that's okay. Maybe you can start by telling us a little about the unit. You know, how did it come to be? Tell us a little about the background.
Sure. Before I came to Fresno State to teach, I worked on the mobile unit in a migrant health program through the Fresno County Office of Education. And with the introduction of healthcare reform, the funding from the federal government for that program disappeared for the health component. So the mobile unit was sitting in a parking lot, and I came to Fresno State and they asked, oh, write some grants. I'm like, do you have an idea for a program? I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, I do. So I wrote a grant and thankfully got funded. So we worked with Fresno Office of Education to borrow their mobile unit, which we still currently do. And that was way back in, I think, 2015.
Okay. So pretty recent.
Pretty recent. And we keep getting funding, thank goodness, through the Song Brown Foundation here in California. And we've had some private donations too. So we're going to be able to keep it going for at least 2 more years.
Great. The Song Brown Foundation?
Song Brown. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a California State Endowment Fund.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. And Fresno County Office of Education, is they're loaning the unit?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to get a new one, though.
Yeah. In case there's anybody out there that
that's
has
exactly
a mobile.
That's exactly right. I have an idea.
That really nice RV out there we can retrofit. So. Mm-hmm. So started a couple of years ago, and when the students are out in the community, I think you're providing all kinds of health screenings. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Sure. We have a couple of different things we do. First, a lot of it is preventative screening. So we go out and we can screen for heart disease by checking the blood pressure, the cholesterol. We screen for diabetes because we'll do a random glucose, or we do the hemoglobin A1C. Are you familiar with the hemoglobin A1C?
Not really. Why don't we talk about that? All Tell us what that is.
So yeah. A hemoglobin A1C checks the level of blood sugar over a 3-month period of time.
Okay.
So somebody doesn't have to come in fasting. We kind of know what they've been doing, what their blood sugar has been doing, if it's too high. And there's certain levels that we know they're diabetic even when they come in. So they don't have to go to a lot of fasting testing for that.
Okay.
We find an awful lot of that on the mobile unit.
Okay.
And we do a lot of referrals because their A1C is really high.
Okay. So checking blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar levels.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for things like diabetes, heart, lung disease.
Correct.
And I think I read somewhere you're also doing immunizations like flu mm-hmm. shots.
Yeah, we partner with the Fresno County Public Health Department and they give us the flu vaccine for free.
Okay.
We just have to buy syringes and needles and we administer the flu vaccine throughout okay. the flu season. We also have nurse practitioner students that come on the mobile unit as well, and they do free physical exams from head to toe okay. on individuals that would want one.
Okay. And obviously a lot of just general education and referrals as needed.
Correct. We also have the Diabetic Coalition that comes out and some dietetic students that come out, and they do a lot of the nutrition education, teaching on diabetes. And we also have the athletic department that comes out and partners with us to help do blood pressures and talk about exercise and proper body mechanics, things like that.
Okay. So the people that are doing all this screening are nursing students, kinesiology students, nutrition students,
mm-hmm.
they're all working on this, but they're under your supervision or
your supervision. Correct.
Okay.
The ones that are coming from the athletic department service learning, the nursing students are coming from the community health program.
Okay. I think that's Stephanie Moore Reed's class, if I'm not
correct.
Mistaken.
That's yeah. right. That's okay. correct.
So this all sounds like things that a patient's physician or the local clinic would be providing usually. So why the need for Fresno State's mobile unit?
There's a huge need. So with the implementation of healthcare reform, everybody should have access to healthcare.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And everybody does probably have a healthcare or Medi-Cal card. However, especially in the Central Valley, there's not enough providers. So that person has a provider they're assigned to on that card, but they can't get into that provider for maybe 4 or 5 months down the road. Mm. They can go to the urgent cares in the emergency room to get treatment. However, that's only for an urgent problem. So if somebody comes in with diabetes and it's a chronic problem and they have to be followed and have medications every month, they can't get that medication to keep them healthy because they don't have access to a primary doctor.
Okay.
That's one of the problems. That's what we see in the urban areas. The other areas we see, we go out to the rural areas as well, like to Cantua Creek, Fireball, places like that. There are no providers out there. So there is not access to care. So unless they can catch the rural bus that goes out one time during the day and back one time of the day, they're not going to have access to care.
Okay.
So us going to them increases their access to care.
Yeah. So what you're saying, just because somebody has healthcare coverage, whether it be through the state or through private coverage, doesn't mean that access to a physician is easily available.
Correct.
Either because of where they live or because there's not enough physicians out there. And I believe there's not enough nurses out there either, which is why the nursing program at Fresno State is so vital.
Correct.
So this shortage of primary health care providers, besides the impact on the individual clients, there's got to be larger impacts you see in terms of the overall community, right? I imagine there's economic impacts. Then that means there's more people going to emergency centers. Tell us about that a little bit. What's the larger impact besides an individual's health care?
Right. There is a huge impact on emergency rooms. Absolutely. And urgent cares. More so the emergency rooms, because on the mobile unit, when we find somebody whose blood sugar is extremely high and they don't have a primary doctor, or they do have a primary doctor, but they can't get in order to get them what they need right away, we refer them to the emergency room. Go to the emergency room now, because I know they're going to get immediate access to care and maybe hooked up with another kind of provider so they'll get in the system faster.
Okay.
So it is a huge impact on the emergency rooms. The urgent care systems, they're coming in. Like the one urgent care I work with, I'll have somebody come in, they finally get their card. They come in for a throat or whatever, acute care problem. But then I notice, oh my gosh, their blood sugar's too high. I'm technically not supposed to work with that blood sugar because it's a chronic problem, but I have to address it. So I have to have them come back for another urgent care problem until I get them connected to a primary doctor so they're correctly followed.
Okay. So there's a lot of follow-up information referral that you're doing.
And absolutely.
If I understand right, these are free services, right?
Correct.
Okay. So can you tell us a little about that? Skeptics like me would say there's nothing free, right? It's got to cost something. Is there any charge at all, either to the patient or do you bill their insurance?
No, at this point, we don't charge for anything because we are totally grant funded. But to get the program to be sustainable, we are going to be looking into maybe charging just for preventive services. But that's way down the road. We'd have to do a lot more paperwork, a lot more working with third payer providers to get that to happen. Yeah. For right now, everything is absolutely free.
And when you talk about preventative care, would that be the typical
screenings,
health screening, mm-hmm. physical, those kinds of things?
Correct.
Okay. So they're free. That's fantastic. Again, I think lots of people say there's nothing for free, but this is free to someone who comes into the mobile clinic. But it still costs money to run the unit, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys, that's got to be an expensive project.
It does cost quite a bit because the unit requires a driver with a specialized license, a Class A license, so we have to pay a driver.
Okay.
Also, in the state of California, nurse practitioners do not have independent practice, so that means we have to have a supervising physician.
Okay.
And we have to pay the supervising physician for his service as well. Even if he's not on the unit, when we go out, we pay them to be available by phone in case something happens.
Yeah,
so that's
okay.
For the state of California. So that's a cost as well. The other cost is gas to run the unit and also for the supplies. But as far as staffing the unit, it's all students. And then it's usually one faculty member. And since it's in conjunction with the class, there's not an extra cost for that.
Okay.
But there's also insurance we pay for too. You know, malpractice insurance and things like that.
So can you give us an idea about annual operating costs?
I would have to crunch the figures to get an exact cost, but it's about 60 grand.
And that's where like the Song Brown Foundation comes in. And do you have other donors? Any other sources of funding?
Yes, we had a couple other grants that were written. One was a grant from Kaiser to do a research project. So we are partnering with the Parks and Recreational Group, and they're going out with us and doing some assessments on healthy communities in three different communities. And then we also got some private donations totaling about $170,000.
Okay. Wow, that's great. So do you coordinate this project by yourself, Kathy? Do you have help in the department?
I smile because I was coordinated all by myself up until this January when finally a grant put in for a clinic coordinator and I got to hire somebody. And it's been a huge relief for me.
Great,
yes.
Great. I'm sure that's a relief. And that's one of your colleagues in the nursing department, right?
She's actually a community person who does clinics and is willing to do this for me part-time.
That's great. So when you go out, about how many patients are you normally seeing in a single day? I mean, I'm sure it varies, but...
It does vary. Our average is probably about 30 patients, but we
have... So good demand.
Absolutely. We do have a clinic record. We saw 154 patients in about a six-hour day.
154 in a six-hour day?
Yep.
Wow, that's running them through.
Yeah. I had a lot of students out there. I think there was 32 students out there working with us.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And where does the mobile unit go? I mean, what kind of sites do you go out to? And
well, I think the most effective one is going to the flea markets and the swap meets. And that's through CSNA. They kind of get those up and they call it Health on Wheels.
Okay.
So those are the most successful sites where we see, first time I think it was 112 and now we're 154. We go to community centers. We go to school sites. We try to partner where there's an event going on at the time, like either a food drive or some kind of health fair, because that's where we get our most bang for our buck.
Okay. So all over the central San Joaquin Valley.
Correct. We've been out to Reedley. We've been out to Hanford. We've been out to Cantua Creek, Fireball, Kerman, Tranquility, urban areas here in West Fresno.
Okay.
All over the Central Valley.
And I think we'll talk in a little bit about how people can find out about where you're going and the schedule. But before I turn to Andy, who's been sitting over there patiently, how is this publicized?
That's a very good question. We do have a person in our College of Health and Human Services Department, Melissa Tav, who does a lot of publicity for us. She puts up flyers, she contacts people, she contacts the local TV shows, and the students go out and promote it. There is a Facebook page Health on Wheels has that people can see.
So Health on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
They could Google that and find the Facebook site.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And then I go to a lot of community events and speak about it. And I know the students do. And it's a lot of word of mouth. And when people hear about it, I usually get a phone call and they say, hey, can we schedule you?
Okay.
So it's been I'm quite surprised how successful in demand. And it's been a year ago, we maybe only had 15 clinic visits in a semester. This semester, we have 32 that are scheduled. So it's twice as many.
Wow. So you're going out about twice a week during the semester?
Twice to three times a week, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Andy, let's get you back in here. How many times do you think you've been out on the mobile unit yourself?
I think I can count on one hand, five times.
Okay.
The whole hand. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's five times out really doing some pretty amazing clinic work. I would imagine that you're seeing all kinds of different issues and you're seeing things that you wouldn't see in your normal rotations. What are the issues that you commonly see when you're out?
One of the issues that I commonly see is high blood pressures and then blood sugars.
Okay.
But even past that, it's not knowing that they are walking around every day with these chronic conditions. And then another huge problem is a language barrier.
Mm.
Always the language barrier, especially when we go out to the rural areas.
Okay.
So it gives students who are limited in Spanish speaking and then all those other students who are very fluent the chance to talk to them. Because normally when they go into a hospital, you don't find too many nursing or medical staff who can speak Spanish.
Mm. And I know that our student body is very diverse here at Fresno State. Mm-hmm. So probably a lot of your fellow nursing students might have some of those skills that the clinic then is a big benefit to those folks who have limited English skills.
Mm-hmm. It's a big benefit for both sides.
Okay. You know, in higher ed, there's a lot of talk these days about what they call high impact practices, things that add to a student's educational experience, like taking a service learning class or doing these kinds of clinics that are proven to positively impact a student's learning and their success in school, so their likelihood to graduate. Based on your experiences, Andy, would you consider your time serving on the mobile unit to be a high impact experience for you?
Definitely. So it's still a clinic that we take out there, even though it's a 60-foot RV. Yeah. Bus and has two examination rooms. To me, I still look at it as a clinic, and you work on a team. Just as Kathy has mentioned, we have dietetics and athletic students, and we all have to work together to make sure that each patient that comes in is getting the full service that they need, and then making sure they're followed up with education about it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the ones who have bigger problems, such as the dangerous blood pressures and blood sugars, we make sure that they get referred to the right places.
As a senior who's getting ready to graduate, you've probably got hundreds of hours. I don't know how many hours you've done out on, you know, in hospitals now.
I don't even log it anymore.
On different floors and wards on hospitals. And so you've had a lot of experience in a hospital environment.
Right.
This has got to be different for you being out in the community on these mobile unit clinics. Can you compare the two a little bit?
In the hospital setting, it's a little bit different than the community setting. In the hospital setting, the nurse who's going on is about to receive report. So they kind of have an idea of what their patient is going to look like. But then the type of care that they're going to get for that patient can vary. Now for us, when we go out there in the community, we don't know who we're going to see, but we're only there for specific screenings.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we're there to screen people for blood pressures and the sugars and the cholesterol levels and any other, and their education level about those three things that I mentioned.
Yeah. There was a great story in the Fresno State News Magazine, or was it the online journal? And I think anybody could look it up on Fresno State's website, about a gentleman who was pretty critical, if I understood it correctly, with his blood sugar. And because of the clinic, he was
treated. He did not want to be screened. His wife told him to be screened, and his blood sugar was like off the charts. He did not know he was a diabetic.
Yeah.
The real fun thing was we got to go back into that community, and we knew he worked at Home Depot. So we went and found him at Home Depot to make sure that he went to the emergency room and he was treated. And that's when they went out and found him, and he was just so thankful. So it was actually really fun for all of us to say, yay, we actually helped somebody, and you could see the results.
That's good old-fashioned healthcare. Yeah, a nurse that's on a regular ward at a hospital somewhere on a floor somewhere, they're not going to be going out and chasing their patient down at their place of employment to say, hey, how you doing? Did you get checked? What's going on? That's great. That's great. So, Andy, being involved in the CNSA, the California Nursing Student Association Student Club, and I think if I remember right, there was something that I read about you were the vice president for the statewide nursing association.
Yes, that's correct.
As well. So you probably have a good sense for the kinds of experiences that nursing students here at Fresno State, but all around the state are getting. Do you think that experiences like serving on the mobile unit give Fresno State students a unique preparation for life after college, for careers in nursing?
You know, I completely agree with that. And I would even add some more to it, that not a lot of state universities have a mobile health clinic.
Yeah, I would think not. Yeah.
And being the vice president at the state level of CNSA, we hold conventions every year. And we get up to maybe 500 to 600 nursing student associations from across California who come to one central area. And our school, Fresno State School of Nursing, we drafted a resolution to raise awareness for the mobile health unit. And that has caught fire across all of California. I get students from LA area, from San Diego, from Sacramento, who are asking, how do we start one? How do we get a mobile health unit? How do we get the funding? How do we get the support? And it's amazing. And I love the fact that this mobile health unit has spawned that idea within them, but it's not that complicated. Really, you don't need a bus with wheels to do this. Our School of Nursing was actually doing blood pressure screenings off of a table and a canopy at the swap meets. And then that's when I met Kathy, and she was telling me about the mobile health unit. And I said, well, let's bring that on.
Yeah.
And so now we started bringing it to the swap meets. And I think that's when she started hitting her record high numbers. I mean, we see a ton of people there.
You know, I think that's one of the things that a lot of people don't recognize about Fresno State, that it is truly on the leading edge of so many different things. And as you're saying, you have people from all over the state and even the nation contacting you and mm-hmm. saying, how do you do this? Tell us more about this. We really want to do this on our campus. Mm-hmm. And I think people around our community sometimes don't appreciate that about this university, that it is cutting edge in many, many ways. And I would say there is one hard thing about it. You got to find really good, dedicated people like the two of you to do this. So Kathy, are there other ways that Fresno State Nursing Program students are engaged in service to the community?
Absolutely. They have to do service learning hours for their senior focus project. So they can pretty much do it anywhere they really want to do it. We've had students do veterinarian's office, do church activities, things like that.
Okay.
But they also do service learning through our community health program. They have to do 90 hours, and that's all service learning.
Okay. So in addition to all the other time they're spending in the hospitals, they're doing 90 hours in that. They can volunteer with the mobile unit, and there's the other service learning class they're doing hours on.
Correct.
So lots of different ways to engage them in providing health services.
Absolutely.
And obviously then it isn't just about learning the information in the book. Mm-hmm. So these brand new nurses that are going to be out working in the field, like Andy will be here pretty soon, this is not their first time seeing a patient out of college. They've been doing this for quite a while.
Right. And I think the best thing for service learning, especially when you're doing either the mobile or something else, the students are spending a lot of clinical time in the hospital. So they see the patient in the hospital in the nurse's environment, not in the patient's environment. So if you have a person from Cantua Creek and you're doing discharge teaching to that patient, say, oh, here's your prescription. Go back home and get your prescription. You don't know Cantua Creek. There's no pharmacy in Cantua Creek.
Yeah.
So you would change the education. Let's get your prescription filled here first, then go home. So the students who have been out to Cantua Creek and then are taking care of that patient, oh, I know where you're from. I know what resources you have in your community.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
So it's a huge connecting the dot piece, kind of treating the whole patient and not just the disease of the patient.
Yeah. Andy, you got something to add to that?
Yes, I'll even add that the only difference is it's the setting and the resources that we're limited to. The patient care, it's still completely holistic in there, just as it would be in the hospital setting as well.
Okay. So it's not limited in the sense that somebody would think, well, what are the nursing students going to do? It's mm-hmm. It covers all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
So what if there's somebody out there listening, a student who's listening, and they want to get involved in this, they want to volunteer? Or what if there's somebody out there who's saying, well, wow, I wonder if the unit's coming to my area. I'd really like to take advantage of that resource. How would people find out more about this?
I think the schedule is posted up on the School of Nursing website,
Okay. Mobile
health schedule, and they can look at the Facebook page for Health on Wheels.
Okay.
Or they can email me at krendlcsufresno.edu.
And we'll post all that to our Facebook site so the listeners can go and check that out. But so it'd be Fresno State Nursing Program's website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's School of Nursing.
It's School of Nursing.
Or to Health on Wheels
Facebook.
Or K Rindahl, RINDAHL.
Correct.
At csufresno.edu. Mm-hmm. And Andy?
And if there are nursing student associations out there that want to learn how to get involved with their program, you can email me at fsnsapresident@gmail.com.
Okay. Why don't you give us that again?
FSNSA, okay. Fresno State Nursing Student Association.
Great, great. Well, thank you. We're almost out of time, but we hear so much about healthcare these days in the news, and, you know, regardless of your views about the political side of things, there's no doubt that the wonderful program that your fellow students, Andy, and you, Kathy, and the students that you teach are offering out there is really, really amazing, and it's meeting unmet healthcare needs through this mobile unit. So thank you both for your work on this project, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, that's about it for our time. So I want to say thank you to my guests, Kathy Rindahl and Andy Schiavello, Youngblood. And thank you to everyone listening this morning. We hope you not only join us next Sunday, but every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service and Action Program on KFSR. Also, please don't forget to like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.